Welcome to prepping with Nightfawn. I'm not really gonna cook anything. Or am I? No, I just wanted to put it all in a crock pot and be done with it, if I'm being honest. I don't know what to do. Because I have to stream in a little bit. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll just chop it all up and put it all in the crock pot. That's fine, right? That's fine. We'll do that. We'll look for the crock pot. And we'll put everything into the crock pot. Like, chop it all up and put it in the crock pot. I don't even use my fucking... So I bought this crock pot for my mom for Mother's Day. And for reference, I don't know when I'm putting this out, but today is Mother's Day. So I bought this crock pot exactly like 2 years ago? 1 year ago? Something like that? And we've only used it like 3 times. But at the time, my mom kept being like, oh, well, if I had a crock pot. Oh, well, I crock pot this, crock pot that. And when I finally bought it, she didn't fucking use it. I was so mad. And she complains all the time. She's like, man, like, it's so hard to have to, like, cook all the time. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, you do have a crock pot. I don't know what to tell you. So, here it is. I'm gonna use it. I just wiped this down with a paper towel really quickly, just in case. But, as for what I'm gonna put in it, there was a bunch of stuff on sale that I ended up getting. There was some pork on sale. There were some vegetables on sale. I figured I bought all the ingredients for like a simple mirepoix, which is celery, carrots, and onion. Nice. So probably I'm gonna end up doing that, and I'm gonna have some pork in it. I also bought like this cake, kind of. Yeah, it's a cake. It's like a mango mousse cake, it says. I hope it's good. It's pretty. It has sparkles on the top. I was like, fuck, I didn't get anything, like, for Mother's Day, so. Put this in the fridge. Myself a drink while I'm at it. It's right here. Yeah, some of you are really confused about the concept of bagged milk, but in Canada, our milk comes in bags. We do have cartons, although I've never seen them in jugs. That's the one thing I haven't seen them in. I've never seen milk in jugs in Canada, but I don't know, maybe they're a thing. Just haven't looked in the right places. Yeah, so some of them come in cartons, but the cartons ones are usually more expensive, so we just get the bags. I'm gonna pour myself a drink. I've had this, maple liqueur since Christmas, and I'm really proud of myself because, well, it's not, it's maple cream liqueur. It's not just liqueur. It's almost done, if you can hear it, but I'm really proud of myself because I haven't finished it. plus I don't really have anything else. We do have, like, what is this? We have whiskey, but I absolutely hate whiskey, so I'm not drinking it. Plus, that whiskey is, like, old. Use this mason jar. Hopefully, this is my aim for this episode. I'm putting it out there to manifest it. Hopefully, I'll be done in under an hour and a half. It's currently 3:33. I have a stream at 5, streaming Monster Hunter. If you haven't come by for that, you should. Although most of the people that listen to this are actually people that are active and go to my streams, but if you've never been to my stream, Ziz on Twitch, they're pretty fun. We're actually really close to... Well, I wouldn't say really close. So I can apply for partner now on Twitch. And I have once before, but they turned me down saying that I had to stream more times a week. They wanted me to stream, like, the minimum would be apparently like 3 days a week, but I hadn't been because I had to catch up on my backlog, as you could see from when I uploaded all those Patreon things at once that one time. But now that I'm all caught up, I would really like to make a push for a partner. Not because, like, of anything. So the reason I want to make a push for partner is because I commissioned all these emotes and I really want to use them on the Twitch, and that is the only way that everyone can have access to it, not just through, like, Frank or Face or whatever it's called. Because, I don't know, seems like a really good thing to push for. Okay, and I bought a whole thing of celery. I'm going to use all of it, because every time we have leftover celery in this house, nobody eats it, and it goes bad. And it triggers me. And so, I also bought more onions. Bought some sweet potatoes. I also bought some garlic, but it's just going in the freezer because we buy big bags of already peeled garlic so we can just chop them up and freeze it. But we already have some chopped up garlic right here, so it's fine. Oh, and I bought some tomatoes. And I bought the pork. So, that's what's going in this crock pot business. Some sweet potatoes, onions, celery, tomatoes, carrots, and garlic. And presumably some seasonings. That's all going in my lovely crock pot because, god damn, if I'm not tired of nobody, like, fuck, nobody uses this fucking crock pot, man. And I just want somebody to use the fucking crock pot. Like, I'm actually gonna, I have a tactic. I think I'm gonna turn it on now so I can, like, saute the veggies in it first and sear the meat in it first. Yeah, I'm gonna turn it on now so I can start, searing things, and then when it's all seared, I'll put it in there and leave it for however long. Theoretically, it should be done by the end of my stream, probably, hopefully. Yeah, because the website said that you'd cook it for like 4 to 5 hours on high. So, what am I doing? I'm taking a big bowl and I'm gonna put all my veggies in it to wash. Although, God, I need more counter space. Okay. Our onions we've been keeping in this basket. I'm probably gonna use this older onion first. We just had one left anyway. I'm gonna use this onion and then maybe add a couple more from the new bags that I bought. The onions were on sale today, which they didn't put in their fucking flyer. And I want to sue them. I'm kidding. But they really should put that in their flyer. Always check your flyers for your grocery stores. They usually post them online. I like to go in and check to see what's on sale so I have a good plan of what to go in and buy so I don't go in and just, like, impulse buy everything. Not that I don't impulse buy some things anyway, but, like, it's good to at least have a plan of what to go in and buy instead of going in and be like, I don't have a clear plan, I'm just gonna grab whatever I see, and then you come out with, like, 100-something bill for, like, stuff that you wouldn't even keep. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put these tomatoes in this bowl. I bought 4 tomatoes, the big ones. I'm just gonna take the little stickers off them, take the stems off, make them easier for chopping later. I should have bought mushrooms. Forgot about that. I don't know why they put 2 stickers on each tomato. It's really dumb. Okay. I also don't know what it does for them to keep the stem on the tomato like this. Like, is that purely like a we can't be bothered thing, or is that like an aesthetic thing? Or is that like supposed to help keep tomatoes ripe or something? I don't know. If somebody knows, feel free to. I was gonna say comment, but nobody really comments. On these things. Yeah, I haven't done one of these in a while, actually. I just haven't had. Every time I've had to cook, every time it's been my turn to cook, my mom's just been home, so I haven't been able to have alone time to just be like recording one of these, because I don't want to record it while my mom is home, because she'll be like, why are you talking to yourself? And I'll be like, I always do that, mom. What do you mean? Oh, that was loud. I'm sorry. Good morning, if you were listening to this to go to sleep. You should have known better by now. You should have known better than to listen to this while going to sleep. Or if you're new and you've never listened to one of these before, probably there's going to be a lot of loud noises. That is a lesson most of my patrons only learn once. Is that you do not use cooking with night fawns as a sleep aid. Because it's a bad idea. Unless you're a really, really deep sleeper and loud noises won't wake you. Or, I don't know, some of them aren't, like, full of loud noises. I'm gonna put, like, a bunch of onion in it just for flavor. I'm gonna put 4 onions in it. That might seem like it's overboard. But I like onions. Okay. I'm gonna put my sweet potatoes in this bowl with my tomatoes. So I can put it in the sink, which has a plate in it. Of course it does. Of course the sink would have a fucking plate in it. Of course. Oh my god, let's put some of this away. This is awful. We've started buying things in bulk now. Some of them, not all of them. Like our honey. Honey doesn't really go bad. Or it doesn't, like, go bad really fast. So we bought, like, a big tub of honey from a local place. I might put maple syrup in it instead of sugar. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, stuff that wouldn't really go bad. I at least recommend stockpiling. So, not like bad, like, I'm gonna buy all the stock in the store kind of, like, thing. Like instead of, like, one thing of toilet paper, maybe get, like, 2. Or honey, grab, like, a big tub. Or, like, soy sauce, oil, vinegar, salt. All those things we buy in bulk. And rice. Rice does go bad really fast, but we eat rice, like, almost every meal. So, we buy that in bulk too. Anything like that that you can get just to stockpile, just for, like, emergencies, I always do that. We've ended up getting cooking wine in bulk too, because we cook with that a lot. So stuff that you know you'll go through really fast too, like, really good tip to keeping things in stock. Do I want to cook with olive oil? Maybe I do. Yeah, we started buying olive oil in bulk, too. Yeah, good idea. Good idea, Bob. Stuff that you can freeze. So, garlic, we'd keep that in bulk. We freeze ginger. So, we don't buy it in big bulk, because there's just 2 of us. But we buy, like, if we buy, like, a big pack, like, one of those netted pouches things, we'll buy one of those, and because we can't go through them all ourselves anyway, we freeze them, so they keep longer. I don't know, probably already knew that. Probably most of you are like, yeah, we already knew that, that's what we've been doing, but, like, I thought it'd be a useful tactic. Let me just wash this plate really quickly. It's been soaking, so there's at least that. Cleaners and stuff I've been buying in the big containers now. I've been buying, so it used to be that whatever we ran out of, I would just buy, like, one thing of it. Because storage reasons, plus, like, we don't tend to go through things that fast anyway. But I mean, if something is on sale for a really good price, why not? So all the dish soap and stuff, I've started buying a lot of, all-purpose cleaners. Oddly enough, I think it's just a Canadian thing, but No Frills has really good, well, they did have really good prices for all-purpose cleaners for a while. Like, and so I bought one, like, one of those big industrial size cleaners at the beginning of the pandemic, probably a couple months in,
and it's lasted us. So it's been really nice having not having to go out and be like, oh my gosh, we're out of cleaner again. Let me just da-da-da. And really, we just have like a big thing of cleaner, and I can just depot it into a little spray thing. We end up, for a lot of our protein also, way back, I bought these freezer-friendly containers, and so I've just been portioning off how much protein we're going to use, and one cooking, and one sitting, and one portion, I don't know, portioning them out, so we don't have to defrost the whole thing of meat every single time. That's been really good. So, I need a cutting board. Okay, I wonder if my crock pot is warming up. I don't, probably that wasn't such a good idea. To wait for it to warm up and then sear everything in it. I don't know, it was an idea. I wanted to see what would happen. I'm just gonna cut my onions and put them in there. Or actually, maybe I will uncellophane my celery. I'm just gonna check to see if I'm still recording. Yes, I am. This here starts separating out my celery. So I can dip them in the water, my bowl with water. It's another thing to save on water so you don't waste water, as when you're washing your veggies, use a bowl instead of just running them under running water. Get to really get the most out of your water. I don't know. Well, this was a cooking tips thing, and now it's just like a duh, night fawn thing. I don't know. Do you guys cook your celery, like, with the leaves on? Because I do. I don't know why people would cut them off, really. Is it because it's, like, bitter? I don't know. Either way, really. I don't mind. Can always get cooked off or just eat around it or something. Dip this into my bowl of water. Good. Dip this here. Good. Yeah, let's start cutting our onions so we can get them in here fast. Or maybe I should cut everything else first. I'm curiouser. I'll just cut my onions. And just slice them. Roughly. I think that's one of the good things about stew is that everything's basically gonna get reduced down together anyway, so there is room for you to be really rough with your cuts. Of course, don't make them like super uneven, but like, have room for non-perfect symmetrical onions. Just gonna put some. I'm not gonna put a lot because I'm gonna be using pork. I just want enough so that the bottom isn't like disgusting. So when you cook pork, natural fatty fats of the pork. It's gonna come out. Natural fatty fats. I'm so good with words. I recently got a VTuber model. I don't really know why I did it. I just thought, because it looked like people were having fun being VTubers. I didn't really know if there was like a difference between like VTubing and like regular streaming, so I wanted to give it a try. I like it so far. Although, I don't know if it's my model or what, but I feel like Monster Hunter is super no bueno with a model. Or maybe it's just because it's my computer, but like my computer is pretty hefty. Like, it's a pretty powerhouse computer. I don't really know why it would crash, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's just my internet. Also, it's also been really nice getting to try new games. I think I've said it before, but I'm not really, like, a gamer. I didn't really grow up with a console. Because I never really asked for one, I guess. I don't know. It had never really crossed my mind as a kid, so I didn't really grow up with games. I always asked for art supplies. That was me. Look at me now being such an artist. Ooh. No, it's funny. Like, I try to imagine who I would have turned out as, if I had, like, different interests. Just the little things. You ever imagine, like, what would my life be right now? Like, right now, if I had been into, I don't know, like, basketball, or, like, what would my life be like if I had been into, like, martial arts? Something like, stuff like that. I don't know. Just little ponderings. Then they have an existential crisis, and I end up, like, not liking imagining it. This is a lot of onion, and I've only put two in, so I'm just gonna put these other two away. Clean as you go, kids. Always clean as you go. Is anything on your surface that shouldn't be there, if it is stuff that you can put in your compost bin or your trash, always put it away. Put it away! Yeah, no, this isn't really working. where is my wooden spoon? I'm gonna at least try to, like, pass it around to see, to get it coated in the oil, the olive oils. But that's about all I can really do with it. It's not going to sear like I thought it would, which is fine. Although I didn't really come up with like a liquid to add to this. Water it is. I'll add my celery next. Once again, just rough cuts of your celery is fine. Because it's going to be in there so long, it's basically going to soften and disintegrate into your stew. And that's my favorite way of having celery anyway. I don't like the crunchy stuff. in my stews. Like, for eating on its own is fine, but don't really want crunchy celery in my stew. I want it soft and disintegrating. I want it to melt in my mouth. Some of you are going to be like, blasphemous, I want my celery as if I've never cooked it. And to you, I say congratulations. That's gross. I like it when some people will comment in the Discord, is it like while they're listening, as if they're like talking to me in the recording. I think it's really funny to see like people's reactions to it. Some of you might have been doing that already, and it would have been quite funny. Just know it's very amusing to me. People have really, well, some people have asked for the recipes to the stuff I've made, but I figure I explain it, like, what I'm doing enough anyway, but, like, the recipe's pretty obvious. Plus, like, how much of the stuff that you watch on Food Network do you really cook? Ever? You know what I mean? Not that I'm implying that I'm Food Network quality chef, but maybe I am. Who? I don't know. I'm just someone that has to cook out of necessity, and if I'm going to do it anyway, I might as well enjoy it. I'm gonna put a bunch of garlic in this after. A lot of celery. I'm glad I'm using the crock pot now, because if I was using like my regular pot, this probably would have overflowed again. But then again, you guys were probably expecting that from me at this point. I hear some of you being like, yes, that's exactly what we expected. Birds outside? Because I can. Glad I didn't record today. Although, I don't know, maybe at some point I'm just gonna get sick of like editing out bird noises and just leave the bird noises in, and you guys would be like, yeah, I can hear the bird noises, and I'd be like, I don't care. It's immersion. There's actually birds outside of this, spaceship. This is a lot of celery. Wow. Yeah. This is a lot. Probably it's gonna reduce down anyway, right? That's what happens to celery, right? It gets reduced down, right? I don't know. So I'm keeping my celery leaves in. I don't know why people take them out at all, really. Just keeping them in. Putting them in. Someone somewhere is listening to this right now and is like, no, cut your celery leaves off, you heathen. Maybe there's actually like a scientific explanation as to why people should cut the leaves off their celery, but for now, I choose to remain blissfully ignorant, and I'm putting them in anyway. I figured they're also just as fragrant, if not more. And really, like, the only reason you'd really put celery into something is for, like, the flavor, right? The aroma that it gives. Plus, I guess, the fiber. Should I peel my sweet potatoes, or should I just put them in like this? Maybe I'll peel them. Some of you probably actually tried to reply to that. Good for you. Do you, when you peel vegetables, do you peel away from yourself or towards yourself? Because I always try, well, it depends on the vegetable, actually. For sweet potatoes, I peel away from myself. But sometimes for things like radish and like carrots, I'll peel like towards myself. I don't know if there's any sort of factor that affects that, like whether you're right-handed or left-handed or what, but I don't know. Let's peel these. Someone somewhere is like, you should have kept the skin on your potatoes. That's where all the nutrients are. It's always such a pain with these sweet potatoes that are like a weird shape. So hard to peel them. Plus then they have eyes and like the really weird divots, and then you have to like gouge them out with your peeler. Is this ASMR for you? Is this ASMR? I get a lot of people, okay, it might be a pet peeve, kind of. I get a lot of people who are like, so you do ASMR, right? And I don't. I don't do ASMR. I do not. Perhaps I'm a co-conspirator to putting ASMR in my YouTube videos. Like the word and the title, but I don't do ASMR. I do audios. ASMR and audios are different. ASMR is those sounds that give you that response, or technically it's the name of the response, but it's the industry term for those videos with the people eating things or squishing things or whispering at you or with their 3DOs and putting sticks up people's ears, that kind of stuff. That's ASMR. I do audios. I don't do the sounds that give people tingles. I just create role play for people to listen to. Quite frankly, that's enough for me. I don't particularly like listening to ASMR either. So, I don't know. Plus, like, I prefer being loud and, like, acting out and, like, being emotional in my audios as opposed to, like, well, sometimes I'll do it. Sometimes I'll do sleep aids wherein, like, I'll whisper at you, but then that's just, like, short videos where the only thing I do that's vaguely ASMR related is, like, whispering at you. That's pretty much it. I don't know, maybe someone somewhere out there is like, you should do more ASMR night fun, or you should actually do actual ASMR night fun. And to that I say, congratulations, but no. oh shit, this is actually like cooking, kinda. I can smell it in the way that I stir. Go figure, hot surface actually cooking vegetables. So far, my crock pot is just full of celery and onions. What a doozy. haven't heard anyone say doozy in a while. Probably for a good reason. Okay, I've peeled my taters. I'm just gonna start cutting them now. What do I want to cut them as? Medallions? Like that? Maybe like half that. Yeah. Half is good. Cut this in half. Start cutting them. Little 1 centimeter thickness pieces. Actually making pretty good time. It's currently 4:08. Although I say that and I haven't even broken down the pork yet, so remains to be seen how actually we're gonna make it. Whether we're gonna make it or not. Put these in now. So I have 3 sweet potatoes. And theoretically, this is gonna last us for like a week or something. Maybe a little bit less. There's not a whole lot in the fridge right now. We have my mom's version, like one more casserole of my mom's version of moussaka. And we have like half a chicken I roasted a couple days ago. So I might end up having to go out and get more stuff to cook more this weekend. But for right now, this is fine, probably. At least that's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say it's fine. Oh, wait. Found it. Somewhere in there was a piece I shouldn't have put in there. A little end bit I cut off. Okay. Let's the sun's turn. Cut the ends off. Start cutting it to size. This one in half, it's pretty thick. Cut this one in half, it's pretty thick. Okay. I kinda wish I'd bought like lotus root to put in this. That would have been a really good texture with these flavors. Sit here. Okay, time to cut our tomatoes. I forgot to put carrots in. I don't think I need the carrots. I have sweet potatoes in there. That should give it the sweetness it needs. Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Put in our tomatoes. Actually, how are these tomatoes? Pretty good. That was a good tomato. Damn. That was on sale too. Probably because they were gonna go overripe soon. Once again, just a rough chop on the tomatoes. Another one of those things that are gonna go real mushy and disintegrate in this stew. Cut off the stem part. Then 2, 4. Cut this into 4. Just keep this piece for myself. Making such good time, what the heck? It's only 4:13. Is this what it feels like to be an efficient cook? Who knows? Oh my gosh, tomatoes are so good. I don't understand how some people don't like tomatoes. Don't get it? That's like hating cake. Or like hating happiness. Enough tomato in there actually. I cut 2 and I bought 4, but I feel like this is enough. I should start cutting the meat and putting it in. I might save those tomatoes to put bagoong, anchovy, or shrimp paste. Shrimp paste. Anchovy is the other one. But more like liquid bagoong. So I bought pork ham steak because it was on sale. It's a really big piece of pork they gave me with really small bones, actually. Thank God. I wanted to cut this into chunks, but the bones would get in the way. I'm gonna put the bones in anyway, just to make things more flavorful, but it's really nice that I won't have to do a lot of finessing. I'm just gonna drain this bowl of water, put more water in so I can wash my pork in it. Always wash your pork. Always, always. Because there's bound to be bone fragments somewhere on it from, if you get yours from like a supermarket butcher. Bone fragments, though they aren't that big of a deal technically, make for a really cloudy broth. Sometimes they're big enough to make the mouth feel off. Always wash them off. Ugh, my cutting board is way too tiny for this. I'm gonna cut this in half. Thought I could get away with a smaller cutting board, but I guess not. Cut this in half. For now, soak that in water. I'll just cut it into like bite-sized chunks. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, it's almost better that it's not perfect. Gives it more surface areas to cook. What is that? 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 Is that a vein? I don't know what it is. I'm gonna cut it out. I think it's a vein. I got a fattier piece cut of pork. It's because it would stew better. When that really marbled pork gets cooked on low heat for a long time. Ho ho. Ho. Ha 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 ha. It's magic. Might even save like a little piece just to sear later. Just have. When the fat melts in the crock pot, all you're left with is pork with little veins of melt in your mouth pockets of flavor. Amazing. Some of you guys who are on a diet are probably like, how dare you? It's disgusting, night fun, how could you? It's good, I'm telling you. The only most annoying part of cutting this is the skin. It's so thick. I'm giving you a piece with a lot of skin on it. I didn't see that. It's very sneaky of them. I grew up going to wet markets with my grandmother. I remember really hating it at the time. So it was stinky and dirty. And I wanted to dress in nice clothes all the time, but you can't really dress in nice clothes when you go to a wet market, or just ruins it. I just remember, like, the pure energy in wet markets. It's almost like a cutthroat feeling, being in that environment. Everyone's looking to get the best deal, everyone's looking to make that sale, or even at like the expense of taking customers from other people. It's as long as you draw a customer's eye just to survive. I do it for survival. Not out of malice. Not because they thought one day they felt like they would just do it for kicks, but for survival. And you know, like, someone's blood, sweat, tears went into the food you're buying to put more blood, sweat, and tears into to cook for your family. I don't know. I mean, that sounds like pretentious. Kind of dumb. I don't know. There's something nice about knowing that, like, someone put their effort into putting that out there for you. It's not manufactured. You sometimes have to catch the fish yourself. You see it still alive on the tables before you take it home to cook it. Sometimes when you go early enough, the place is still closed, so you can watch people pouring live fish onto their tables and butchering still, like, just freshly hanged pieces of meat. I've just come off the trucks that morning. You'd have to go really early. I'm talking like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. kind of business. And a lot of people do it. A lot of people go in just to get the best cut of meat before people come in and take their pick and you're left with the worst stuff. And that stuff won't really survive. There's a certain energy to the food that's there so early in the morning because it was just so freshly killed. And it's an experience that you don't really get from supermarkets. Everyone always looks bored in the supermarket. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Everyone always, the cashier is always super bored. Butcher, super bored. People at the fish area, always super bored. They barely say like two words to you. Take your thing, go to the really bored cashier. When you go to like a wet market, everyone is loud and energetic and calling out to you, trying to sell you their product. Everyone's always trying to act like your best friends. Everyone's always trying to make you their friend so that friend, quote unquote, so that you come back to buy their stuff every single time. It's a really different experience. It's really intense, I would say. It's not for everybody, but if you've never experienced it, I would highly suggest that you go to one sometime. Obviously not now, because pandemic things, but at some point. Be really nice to go. Just make sure you have like a strong stomach for it, I guess. That's all I have to say. Because there are things that you will see that might make you like super sick. Things you'll see and smell. Just experience. Don't wear your nice clothes. Don't wear your nice shoes. Wear waterproof shoes. And if you can manage it, waterproof clothes. There's these restaurants in the Philippines that people set up next to wet markets. They're called gampa. And the whole premise of them is that you pick something out at the wet market and then you take it to that restaurant and then they cook it for you, whatever you ask for. I've always had a love-hate relationship with them. Because, like, on the one hand, they give you the illusion of choice, but if you go as a kid, you don't really get to pick. It's It's always the adults picking for you. I've never been able to go as like an adult and like get to pick my own stuff to eat there. So one day, maybe, I might see when I can finally travel again. Maybe one day go back and order something for myself for once. Not just what everybody else wants. There's always, because that's just how it goes for dinners with your family in the Philippines. Even if you're like in your 20s, if there's someone older than you, meaning like your aunts and uncles, they're always going to be the ones to pick. It's always the aunts and uncles, never really the grandparents. Sometimes the grandparents will pick if they insist on something, but most of the time it's your aunt and uncles. And you're just there waiting and waiting for the chance to finally be the aunt or uncle who gets to pick the food at the restaurant. I remember, because I don't have a lot of family here in Canada. So I remember getting really shocked when we went out to like a restaurant for the first time. Like, not for the first time, like, when we went out to this restaurant and they, for the first time, asked me, like, oh, what do you think we should get? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just in my 20s. I don't have any kids yet. What do you mean? And I told them and we got it. I don't even remember what we ordered. It's just, like, a surreal experience because I never occurred to me that, like, because we don't have, like, a lot of family here, I would count. They would ask for what I wanted. And we would get it. But then they'd ask the kids, like, what they wanted, and the choice didn't feel as special anymore. Because we're not like super close in age, but we're relatively close in age. Like, I think my youngest cousin here is already like in university. So, I didn't get my chance to be like, to lord it over the children that I finally got a choice. It's fine, at least I got to pick, you know what I mean? Or I guess sometimes it's the way people decide who gets to pick the food is by who's paying. So maybe that's why it's always the aunts and uncles who get the choice, because they're the ones paying. I don't know. Yeah, okay, so that's all cut. Let me just stir a crock pot up before I put the pork in. Wow, this is a lot of vegetables in this crock pot. Holy shit. Actually, so we're still making pretty good time. It's 4:31. And I've already cut the pork, and that was the last thing I had to put in anyway, so. I think we're making decent time. This is already smelling really good, and all it is like cooked vegetables. I guess vegetables that are cooking. Oh, so good. Okay. I'm just gonna drain out this pork water. That's a term you never thought you'd hear ever, eh? Start putting the pork in the crock pot. Cannot wait. To see what comes of this.
It's such a haphazard, like, mix of things, you know what I mean? Didn't even sear the pork or anything, I'm just putting it into the crock pot. But at least I'm using the crock pot, okay? It's my one solace in this, is that I finally get to use the crock pot. I think all I'm gonna really do is put, like, salt and pepper on it, then put the lid on and be done. Maybe I won't put the bones in. Maybe I'll save the bones for a stock. Yeah, I'll do that. Runaway sweet potato and celery piece. Where'd it go? Did I get it? I think I did. Okay. This one. I'll wash my hands, put some salt and pepper in it, stir it a little bit more. And be done. Once again, no post-processing will be going into this. I don't even think I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna noise reduce it even. So, yeah. Oh, I forgot about my drink! No! Ugh, so sad. Okay, what I think I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna add all my seasonings into one thing, into one container. I have some soy sauce. Some, no, it seems redundant, but some salt just in case. That's a lot of pork. I'm gonna put some of my maple syrup. For sweetness, not a lot because we already have sweet potatoes in there. Where's my pepper? Oh, here it is. Ground pepper. I always hold my breath before I open the thing of pepper. I'm still holding my breath because there's still pepper there. I'm gonna put some chili pepper flakes. That should be it. Oh, the garlic! I forgot about the garlic. Hold on. Put that in the, the sauce too. Put a lot of garlic in it and just mix. Okay. Once that's all good and mixed up, I'm gonna pour it over my crock pot.
I would highly advise you taste your mix before you put it in. I don't, because, I don't know, I trust myself. Or I'm dumb. Either or, really. Takes a special person to not have to taste their food before they put it in. Okay, and I have some water in my kettle that I'm just gonna put in right now. Okay, and that's it. I'm just gonna wait for it till whenever I finish streaming. Good. Good, good, good. If you made it this far, thank you for coming by and giving us an old listen. Really warms my old lady heart whenever people come in for a listen. I appreciate it. I haven't done one of these in a while, so I kind of miss doing them. Sorry if things were loud and if you woke up while you were listening to this. Should have learned your lesson. Never listen to Cooking with Night Fawn to go to bed. Yeah, I'm gonna go prep for my stream now. Hopefully I see you there. I'm getting a call. So, bye!